When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, fam? It's Dr. O here, and I just wanted to share my comments on Black Panther Wakanda Forever. There are spoilers in here, so definitely don't want to listen to this until you've actually seen the movie or if you plan to see the movie, so let me just get to it. First of all, I'm going to share just some personal things relating to the movie. As somebody who came up and, you know, did one of Chadwick's earlier movies back in the day at Howard, like, had no idea that I would, you know, see the rise of what this brother was going to become. And, you know, just hanging out at the crib where he was at and all of that, just no idea. And so, you know, just to see the way the world has embraced him and us being the same age as well, it's really beautiful to see. And then just hurtful at the same time because, you know, he's obviously not here. Just another thing relating to the movie itself, I love the fact, and I've been saying this for years, I'm not the only one to say this, but, you know, based on where Wakanda is located, it is in Congo. And so, and of course, Congo being the most mineral-rich country being makes a lot of sense. And that was awesome. And so to hear Angela Bassett be referred to as the daughter of Lumumba was just, number one, proof that it was in Congo. That's just a personal thing. And it was just deep. It was just deep for me because my family on my father's side is from the same clan as Lumumba in Congo. And my father was his professor at one point as well. And so that was a deep personal thing for me as well. So on those two levels, just alone, the movie was deep for me. Let me also say, as I start to talk about the movie, that before I get into anything else, I was team, bring another Black Panther in, recast Black Panther. I was on that all day. And don't get me wrong, that's the camp that I come from as it relates to that debate. I feel like, you know, the Black Panther is a very powerful character and we don't have enough male roles out there. And so to not do that, I feel at some point I felt was going to be problematic. And that was something that I talked about for a long time. And other people have different opinions as it relates to their take on that. But I feel like it's something that's important. We saw that with Spider-Man. They always recast in Spider-Man and Batman. I mean, the last Spider-Man movie had all three Spider-Men in there from movies that were happened within like an 8-year span. So this idea that you can't recast another Black Panther, and quite honestly, if you look at some of Chadwick's interviews, you know, he's talked about the Black Panther being bigger than him. You know, he saw the Black Panther movies as being like the Black version of Star Wars. And for what I know he meant to so many young kids, from people who knew him, people who were best friends with him, you know, during those days at Howard and all of that, I know that that's something he would want as it relates to a Black male character. Now, on to the movie. Long story short, I thought the movie was great. There's some issues that I'll talk about, but I thought it was a really powerful movie. Now, also note that I'm sharing this coming off of sharing my thoughts. I've had a good streak of powerful Black characters in movies over the last 2 months, because not only did I get this, but I also got The Woman King and I also got Black Adam. And so this has been I've never seen anything like this. It's been a hell of a run for me over the last 2 months and my children, as they weren't really wanting to see Black Adam, but they will. And we need to stop and take a moment to receive that and respect that and appreciate this moment we're in. And I just hope it only goes deeper. I was really just the way that, okay, let's start with here. I felt like the first Black Panther movie painted every Black person who was not from Wakanda in some type of negative light. Like in the beginning, you know, in Compton and all of that stuff, or wherever they were, I forget. In the beginning, you know, the Black people there were pretty much involved in gang lives, drug dealers. There was nothing really redeeming, you know, about them, right? And then I feel like, you know, Killmonger was obviously consumed with hate and represented a lot of the black rage that we have in the United States. So don't get me wrong. So I'm not saying they were bad. I just felt like there wasn't a, then the scene, the movie opened up with Chadwick going to stop the Nigerian soldiers who were kidnapping women. So I just felt like everybody who was not black from Wakanda in the first movie was not painted in the best light. They didn't, or more complete light. And that was a problem for me in retrospect, I should say. I feel like this movie did a much better job of doing that. Obviously, with the introduction of Riri, Ironheart, I mean, come on. That was just powerful. That was just powerful. Brilliant young black female scientist doing her thing. And just so y'all know, I don't watch commercials or trailer. So I had no idea what to expect in the movie, although one of my students leaked a Chadwick, that they were going to have a funeral scene. I was pissed off about that. But other than that, I saw a picture of Namor, so I knew that. But other than that, everything else was, I learned cold going in. So the way that they continually featured black women in powerful roles throughout the movie as warriors, as queens, as scientists, as all of that, that was just awesome. Being from Boston, of course, I love the MIT Cambridge shout out. I was born in Cambridge, so there's that. So that was awesome. I didn't feel like the black males in the movie had as much of a prominent role as the first movie. I feel like the first movie did a really powerful job of balancing it out. The women were no joke and were doing it at all levels, and so were the black men. And that didn't happen in this movie. Obviously, you know, Chadwick wasn't there. Daniel Kaluuya didn't come back. So, and Killmonger was killed. I actually thought he was going to be in stasis and, like, come back or something like that. But whatever. You know, Winston Duke held it down. You know, Winston Duke definitely held it down. I mean, there were some aspects of him that were more comedic. But, you know, he was a protector. He was a protector of everybody, brought everybody to his home. And I do appreciate that. There was one scene when they were on the ship where the sisters were on the side fighting and they were done. And the Jabari men, you know, pulled them back up. I know Ryan Coogler was doing some really symbolic stuff with that. And that really meant a lot, because I'm just the type of guy that I want to see black people represented, the whole range on the screen. Women, men. I'm not going to be like, it needs to be more men, you know, forget the women. It needs to be more women, forget the men. I just want the balance. I just want the balance. And we just didn't get that in this movie for a host of reasons, right? But, you know, the sisters did their thing. I felt like Letitia Wright, I mean, I feel like she did an Oscar-worthy performance, to be quite honest. I mean, she showed the whole range. I mean, there were times in that movie where I just felt like she actually looked like Chadwick, like this could really be his sister. Like it was kind of creepy. And she really helped, you know, all the pain she had to endure in that movie. And just to be clear, also the way that they honored him in the beginning of the movie and the end, and they kind of wove him throughout the movie, I really appreciated that, because I wasn't sure if they were just going to forget about him and go on to the next thing. But his presence was all over the movie, and the way they talked about him in the movie and having an illness he didn't talk about and all of that, I felt like it was very cathartic for all of us who have, some of us still haven't processed dealing with Chadwick's loss. To be quite honest, I still haven't watched the full movie with him in it, because just because, I mean, say whatever you want, say, you know, it's been a long time, but that's just where I am. Everybody is where they are, right? But I feel like the movie helped a lot with processing that. I felt like what they did, I know, I'm sure there's a hashtag not my name or campaign out there. People were pissed off with that whole type of thing, with him not being the original white character from the days or whatever, you know, Atlantis and all of that. I'm not here for that conversation. I thought it was the bomb. I thought he did his thing. I thought the whole Colicon, like, I thought that was off the chain. Give me more of that. That's just what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with them changing some of these stories as it relates to, like, non-A-list characters. That's just how I feel about that. And maybe I don't know enough about Namor to go deep into it, but he was one of my favorite characters growing up. I gotta say that, you know, the post-credit was just everything to me. The fact that, you know, it turns out that he has a son, and the Black King is going to live on, maybe even become Black Panther. Now, part of me was feeling like maybe Okoye should have become, you know, Black Panther, you know, as the warrior side. But, you know, whatever. That's the whole conversation for another day. But, you know, it's the fact that, you know, my brother Putta talked about in his review, you know, he kind of looks at this movie as a chapter in the line. I mean, how long has Star Wars been out, right? In terms of movies and prequels and sequels. I really feel like what Chadwick was thinking, like Black Panther can be that for us. And to know that he will be the king again and hopefully be the Black Panther again, I think it's really important to see and important to know. We need these Black heroes on television, male and female, and on the big screen. So when they did that, like, I was watching the movie and I really felt, I wasn't, to be quite honest, because I was so team recast the Black Panther, T'Challa, because I was so team that I wasn't fully excited to see the movie. And neither were my kids. My daughters are 16 and 14, but we wanted to see it and support it and stuff. But we left feeling energized and excited and happy, you know, even before the post-credit. But the post-credit kind of took us over the top. And so I don't know any other movie or group or you know, that has had to deal with what Ryan Coogler and the whole production team had to deal with as it relates to the immense loss of Chadwick. You know, the brother's irreplaceable, but they honored him. This movie, going back to what I was saying earlier about painting non-Black Wakandans in a positive light, I feel like, look at all the way people talk about Haiti from Trump and other places, and how people always look at it. They painted the Haitian people in a positive light. Like I already said, Riri being African-American was painted in a positive light. You know, they had the scientists in Mali as well. So I really feel like it was more of a Pan-African celebration. With the first movie, even the soundtrack itself, it was more like a hip-hop, R&B, trap type of album, which I didn't really feel went along with the movie. Just from what I didn't hear the whole soundtrack from this one, but just the songs I was hearing in the movie, it was more of a Pan-African thing. So look, at the end of the day, kudos to what they did with this movie. I thought it was really powerful. I really feel at the end of the day that this is a movie that we need to see, that we need to support. And I feel like it's something that's going to live on as it relates to the Black Panther overall. So whatever they're going to do, I'm here for it. I want to see more of it. And, you know, rest in peace to Chadwick. And now, you know, the Queen, Angela Bassett's character, I mean, she really held it down as well. Talk about some Oscar-worthy, maybe Best Supporting Actress or something like that. She really held it down as well. I mean, she brought it all. She brought her whole range out in this movie. So, yeah, that's my thoughts. And I'm glad I'm sitting here giving an opportunity to be able to express all of my thoughts on it. Again, we've had a hell of a run with these movies, and I'm hoping to see more of it. So I hope you go see the movie. I hope you support it. And I'm very excited for what's going to come next. And I know that there are going to be people who are saying, and I kind of feel it as well. So now we have another, you know, Black man who's being raised in these movies without a father. I get that, you know, and that's just, you know, we see this issue a lot. Some people say Marvel has a Black male father, Black father problem. But a lot of these movies do, and a lot of these television shows do, right? I mean, even if you look at The Winter Soldier and all of that, you know, Sam is an uncle. You know, he doesn't have a love interest. He doesn't have kids. And, you know, obviously Killmonger and so on and so forth. Now, some people make the argument, well, a lot of white characters in these movies don't have fathers, like Spider-Man, like Tony Stark and so on and so forth. But it's different for us as it relates to the stereotypes about Black fathers not being in the space. But, you know, it is true that, you know, Chadwick did raise him for 5 years before he died unexpectedly. Or I know I'm saying Chadwick, but you know what I mean, T'Challa, right? I mean, it's one and the same, right? You know, raised him for 5 years before he died and all of that, and then making sure he knows who he is. So I get that. I definitely get that. I mean, Miles Morales, I mean, the list goes on and on. So that's something I've talked about for a while. It's why I write about fathers. It's why I'm doing a documentary on Black fathers. I can talk about that all day. So I get that argument as well. But overall, I feel like they did a great job with the decision that they decided to go in. And I'm looking forward to see what's next. And yeah, it would have been nice to see another Black Panther get an opportunity to do that. Hopefully down the line, this kid will become that and become the king. And this will be with us for ages. And I can take my son to see it and he's 8. So, you know, he hasn't seen these movies yet. He's about to start seeing them this year. And like I said, we got Star Wars for 40, 50 years and Spider-Man and Batman and all of these things for, you know, since the 30s and 40s and the like. Let this be part of the comic lore. All right, guys, that's all I got. I look forward to your thoughts. You can share them at the bottom, and let's talk about it. Peace.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.